Morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Hanging in there.
Hanging in there, getting over a cold, and that's kind of what the cover story is all about this week. Our housing market in the Las Cruces area is still getting over a terrible cold, maybe a flu, we should call it. You know, nationally, this is amazing. NPR has been doing some stories, some of our listeners may have heard, where they're even having homes sell in a day or two. There are these competitions now all over again, fears of a housing bubble in some cities that might happen in the future because of a lack of inventory. And in the Las Cruces area, this has not happened yet. I mean, my goodness, there are lots of homes for sale, and prices continue to decline. This is certainly not hit our area yet.
No, our inventory has gone down a little bit, but just a little bit. And we're seeing prices continue to fall, as you said, and the building permits have fallen. Now, when you talk about building permits, of course, total permits can include lots of things. It can be a re-roofing job, a stone wall, you know, an addition onto a house and everything. So I also pared it down to just new residential permits issued for building of new homes. And we're up from 2011. 2011, the start through the first 3 months was pretty bad. There was 59 such permits issued for a valuation of $11.2 million. This year, there's 82 issued for $15.5 million. But that's still down from last year, which was 95. So you had 2011 to 2012, a nice big jump in new residential permits issued. And maybe thought, hey, things are starting to improve, but now we're down again a little bit. So I still think it's just not that we're searching for the bottom still. I think that's happened already. But it's not improving gangbusters. And maybe the whole situation nationwide is going to be pointing its way here. You know, the trend starts maybe in the bigger cities in the West Coast and East Coast and that sort of stuff, and then we'll follow along. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but as people sell their homes in other New Jersey or Florida or California, and then they can move here and buy homes here. So the whole pipeline thing, maybe it's starting to move, but we're not quite seeing that yet.
Yeah, well, and of course, we really need the pipeline, because if you look locally, because of our economy so dependent on government positions, this is very, very worrisome because of the federal budget cuts, which are resulting in furloughs down the line.
Exactly.
And of course, on the state level, the fact that raises are not even keeping up with increased pension contributions. So workers, state workers, may not be thinking about running out and buying a house when their take-home pay is going down.
Yeah, and essentially, even within in a lot of industries, people aren't getting raises, and you know, they're not keeping up with cost of living and that sort of stuff. So in a way, they're losing money each year a little bit anyway. And so people just maybe still aren't excited about the idea of putting out there for a down payment or, you know, taking on a mortgage, that sort of thing. But I do think it'll improve. I do think, you know, the whole pipeline situation is valid. And this is an area we're unique, one of the unique areas in that people want to come here. So when they can sell their homes other places, there's going to be some people. Maybe it won't be like it was before, maybe not like 10 years ago, but there will be some people who want to come here and who will, you know, come here and have a home built or buy a home, that sort of thing. But it's still maybe never going to be back to those levels that it was before the recession.
Yeah. Well, we need that retirement pipeline for sure.
Yeah.
Well, one positive note is kind of reflected this week in your profile. We are seeing folks willing to put their neck out and open new restaurants in the area. We've had a good handful and a nice variety of restaurants open in the last 6 months. And your profile involves the owner of one of those new restaurants in Mesilla.
Yeah, Anthony Quintana. He owns Q Steak Pasta and Brew House, which is at 1300 Avenida de Mesilla, which some people might remember that used to be where Gadsden Purchase was located. And it's an interesting place. It's been renovated into trying to be an Old West style bar and a restaurant, and trying to be a little bit of something new there, a locally owned place. And they put in a good, you know, new fresh coat of paint and changed the lights and the interior looking, and now it has two front patios, and you know, it still has top and bottom floors like it did before, and it just opened up just not too long ago, and Quintana says they're getting good feedback so far, and they're hoping that that, you know, spells foot traffic.
Surely.
You know, everything's homemade there. You know, there are steaks, pasta dishes, seafood dishes, appetizers, and I think a total of like 30 menu items altogether. So, yeah, this is a good story. It's a locally owned. You know, we've been seeing a lot of chains coming, and there's nothing wrong with chains opening up here in town. They employ people and pay GRT and everything else, but it's nice to see a local person do good. And Quintana, he's a graduate of Mayfield High School. He went to culinary school in California, and now he's back here working and running his own restaurant.
All right. Well, good luck to Anthony. And what's new this week, Brooke?
All right. Well, speaking of food, some people might have seen this already because I had a little something in last week, but the Panda Express should now be open. I haven't been by there myself yet, but they were opening on Friday at the Barnes & Noble bookstore there at on the campus at the corner of University and Jordan Street. And just not too far from where we are right now.
That's right.
They're going to be open 10 to 9, 7 days a week. And you can park right there in sort of the, like where you park for the Barnes & Noble bookstore, NMSU bookstore. You know how they have designated parking spaces for that, two-hour time limits. That's where you can park for the restaurant, too. And, you know, this is the first Panda Express here in town. And they got the newest design book that the company offers and a full menu and ready to go. We also have West. A lot of people might be experienced with West. Or understand what West is. They were West Core, they used to be called. They help entrepreneurs. They help business people write business plans, find funding, all that kind of stuff. They also teach classes. You know, they offer this stuff for free mostly, and some of the classes might cost. But they've been in the same building at 2907 East Idaho now for 8 years, paying just a small rent because their landlord, Royal Jones, let them stay there as part of a, you know, his charitable giving. But now there's a change of ownership, and they're looking for a new location again. So they're out there trying to see if there's anybody else who might be able to work a deal with them and find them a space to stay. And they do a lot of good work. So they've helped a lot of small businesses here in town. And last but not least, Maison de Mesilla. A lot of people might have, speaking of Avenue de Mesilla, we were talking about queues. When you go past Maison de Mesilla at 1803 Avenue de Mesilla, they have a new entrance with wine casks and stuff. It's very interesting. You might want to check it out.
Okay, that's interesting. We'll have to look at that. We got about 30 seconds for the Babbling Brook.
Well, I'll try to be fast. There's you want to check out the business section because I've got a whole list of free classes that the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center, is offering. Clear from March through June. All different kinds, from getting and keeping customers to how to start a business and things like that. So there's a whole list of where they are and when they are and that sort of stuff, and they're all free.
All right, that and much more in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke Stockburger is the business editor. He joins us every Monday on Morning Edition. Brooke, thanks for being here, and get well.
All right, thank you, Fred.
Editor who's with us every Monday. Brooke, thanks for